Yo, 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 what up? All the way live from 919. It's Fonte, Fontigolo. Giving a shout out to my people, NappyAfro.com.
NappyAfro.com.
Now tuned into the Bastard Child of the Internet podcast. This is the Frocast, episode 149 for NappyAfro.com, the dopest website ever. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. You Better Call Saul. And I'm sitting here with my co-host for the evening, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. I'm going to send a birthday shout out, a posthumous birthday shout out to my dog, Big B, aka Brian Brown. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday, my nigga. Still here in my heart, nigga. I ain't gonna let your memory die, man.
That's what's up, man. Pour out a little liquor. I guess I could pour out some beer, but I'm in the house and I ain't gonna fuck that up.
You can pour it out of your mouth. You know?
Yeah, that's a winner. And pause.
Yeah.
They are. I can't believe that song actually happened. There's a lot of shit that we rock to that's horrible. That's one of the most horrible songs ever. And I still think Busted Open is the most disgusting shit ever, too, by the way.
Hey, that and somebody told me I need to Google what truffle butter actually means.
So, oh, my God.
I mean, if I Google it, nah, it's going to change a lot of things in my life.
It is. Don't Google it.
What is truffle butter? Like cocaine? I mean, what is it?
No.
It's even worse than that?
It is disgusting as fuck.
Okay, sorry. You got to tell me now, man.
I refuse. I want you to see the image. I want to get the live reaction right now of you Googling truffle butter.
So
this
truffle
is
butter
live reaction.
Let's see truffle butter, not the song.
Take the safe search off, by the way.
Oh, I never had that on.
Good job.
Urban Dictionary truffle butter. Can't go wrong with Urban Dictionary.
Can't.
Truffle butter is when you pull your dick out of the asshole and continue fucking her pussy, and the tan buttery substance around her pussy is truffle butter.
Disgusting.
Wow.
Disgusting.
That's kind of nasty, though, because you're not supposed to go from ass to pussy.
It's first extremely all, you're disgusting.
You're going to give your girl some kind of fucking infection.
How about that?
Some kind of infection, because you know, your ass and pussy just not, that's why they tell girls to wipe from front to back. And basically what you're doing is wiping from back to front once you stick your dick in the pussy. Unless she's had an enema, then I guess you can do that. But, you know, who takes an enema when they're getting fucked in the ass? Wow. Truffle butter. Whoa. Oh, my God. Well, kiddos, you can't sing that song no more. Is Saul Wright still here?
You can't hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. Yeah.
Okay, you ain't hear nothing.
No, I didn't hear anything.
Wow, that's special. So, episode 149.
Yeah.
It's kind of all over the place. We used to try and have a main topic for y'all, but since football is gone, and that was usually about a good 10, 15 minutes of the show.
25, 30.
Yeah, that's about right. TV talk is kind of the main topic now.
Mm-hmm.
So, we got a lot of other shit to talk about. We do have some football talk. And this is only because Germ is a Eagles fan for part of the season.
Yeah.
And a Falcons fan for the other part.
Stop.
Your boy McCoy is gone, man. Chip Kelly got rid of another one.
Chip Kelly, man, the man whose offense is predicated around what, Saul Wright?
Speed.
He gets rid of all his speed. He gets rid of Shady. He gets rid of Deshaun. He gets rid of Vic. He replaces them with fast ass 4-2 running. What's his name? Mark Sanchez. He runs like a 4-2. Shady. He's not playing running back, so we're going to get this linebacker we just signed to play running back. That's coming off
an injury, too.
Yeah, a lot of injuries. I looked at his list of injuries, and I was just like, woo! Like, you'd have tore your knee up like 3-4 times. Like, you only been in the league 4 years.
I mean, I give him credit, though. Kiko, the draft class he was in, Kiko was a stud. It was a good pick. But not over McCoy.
You don't trade. I told one of the dogs, I said, man, that's like them pro fantasy league trades right there, man. I was just like, what the fuck? Oh, my
goodness. Please believe that if this was a fantasy league trade, this shit would get vetoed.
vetoed like a motherfucker. Nigga be like, oh, you trading LeSean McCoy for a linebacker? Like, no. Nah, everybody would have vetoed that.
This shit is terrible. I don't know what he's doing. But I guess he's coming in and he's saying that anybody is on the – anybody. Anybody can be traded, bro.
Yeah, unless you play for Oregon. Because I heard they got to sign Dennis Dixon and
– Oh, yeah, he's bringing all his old college boys over.
He's doing what Patino did in Boston. And notice, Patino's not in Boston anymore, right. Chip.
I was going to say, that didn't work for Patino. But
yes.
I think Chip going to be all right.
No, he's not.
I still don't know how you're going to replace his running game. So now
he don't want to run the ball.
Well, he's gonna have to at least some screen passes. Who you? So now you got Daryl Richardson is still there. Yeah, don't y'all have D. Rich?
Don't ask me any questions about the running game because I think we got. I don't know who we got back there no more, man. I just don't know. I really don't know. I don't even know this team anymore. It's like Jeremy Maclin about to be gone. I don't get it. I really don't get it, man. So I'm just. Me and the doc was talking about it on Twitter. He's making it very hard for us to stay in the green and white or green and black or whatever the fuck our main colors is.
Hey, man, the Bills making moves too. Your boy Rex Ryan is over there. And he's like, yo, that's what, two trades before the trades can even start?
Yes. The man got Shady McCoy and he picked up Matt Castle, right?
Okay, now, I don't understand why Matt Castle is still getting shots.
I mean, he's not that horrible. I mean, but think about it. You Rex Ryan. You don't have a quarterback. You got garbage ass EJ Manuel. You got old ass. What's the old motherfucker he had? Kyle Orton. Why not give Matt Castle a chance? I mean.
But didn't you just. EJ was a top pick 2 years ago.
Yes, EJ was a first round pick that you only gave 14 games. You didn't really give him enough time to say whether he was going to be good or not because he keep getting hurt. Right, and then when he's in the game, he's not. But Sammy Watkins and the Castle combination is a lot better than the Sammy Watkins and the EJ Manuel combination. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Who was the last time that Castle got a pass to any receiver consistently?
When he went 11-5 that year with the Patriots, maybe?
The Patriots. The team that makes everybody look like stars. Anybody who leaves the Patriots becomes shit. Nobody leaves a Patriot and does a damn thing.
Shout out to Aaron Hernandez.
Ever. You leave the Patriots and you fucking fail. Yes. So, and this is another one. Castle, hey, good luck with you, bro. I don't know what to do over there.
I think it's hard to play in those places like that. Like, you know, the Chicago's. Like, I don't understand how Green Bay, how fucking Aaron Rodgers throws the ball in Green Bay. And it's like, maybe it's just different in Chicago than it is in Wisconsin. But, like, I was just looking at Jay Cutler's the all-time Chicago Bears quarterback. You know that, right?
All-time what?
He owns all the records.
Now, that's sad.
He got the most attempts, most completions, most yards, most touchdowns. Like, the only thing he doesn't have is most touchdowns in one season. Some dude named Sid Luckman had this back in 1934, 1943 or something. He threw 34 touchdowns. Can you believe no Chicago Bear quarterback has thrown 34 or more touchdowns in 1934 or 43?
That's sad, but there's also something else he doesn't have. A ring.
Yeah.
He has no ring. You know what I'm saying? So all those stats don't mean shit. He's about to get gone from this team. They're about to let them
get rid of Cutler. They can't get rid of Cutler.
I don't know why not.
The coach don't even know
his name.
It's a new coach, right? Yeah.
He called the nigga Jake Cutler.
Hey, listen. Hey, didn't your boy from the Raiders, what's his name? Rest in peace, Al Davis. He used to call him Lance Kiffin. He was like, Lance. And he continued.
I think that's disrespectful, though. He was just doing that shit to be an ass.
Yes. I was just like,
okay. Like, you signed the check. You know what the fuck it is. I don't care.
He signed the check, Lance Kiffin. He couldn't even cash the check. He can't cash the check. Why? It's not you.
That's why he left. He was like, fuck it. I can't get paid. I'm out. Shit.
Yeah, I'm gone, man. Fuck it.
God damn, we got shit all over the place.
Can we one more sports? Can we talk a little basketball right quick?
Absolutely, go for it.
Russell fucking Westbrook just had his fourth straight triple-double. I mean, not to be confused with a guy named Michael Jordan who had 10 and 11 games.
Stop.
Including 7 straight. But if Russy does this, he's the MVP.
What? Already?
If he gets 7 straight triple-doubles, he's the MVP.
Over Steph Curry?
Of course.
Get the fuck out of here.
Listen,
Steph Curry leading the league in like three categories and shit. From
but
his
but he's not putting the team on his back though.
Yes, he did. They only got 12 losses.
But he got a great team around him. Is what I'm saying. So is he? But Russell Westbrook, he is the most valuable player. Steph Curry's the best person on the best team. You know what I'm saying? But he's not the most valuable player. That's all I'm saying.
I think it's hilarious that we had when we had the same discussion in football, the argument was totally flipped.
What you mean?
I think we were talking about AP.
And oh yeah.
Yeah. He was like, no, Adrian Peterson can't be. And I was like, dude, that's what it means. You're like, no, it's not. And now you're saying the total opposite.
No, I just said it's the best person on the bench. Because you were with AP versus Manning, right? It had to be.
Yeah.
Okay. And I might have been on the AP side. I don't know about this.
You wasn't on the AP side. You were saying that, yeah, you were saying that, no, his team is trash. It don't count.
No, well, I mean, Russell, but what he's doing and keeping his team, like he's putting the team on his back. Like, he has, you know, nobody, he has no help out there. Like,
how many games did he miss this year?
How many games did Russell miss this year? Yeah. Let's see. We're gonna fact check on this.
We're going to fact check. We got to get our checks.
Yeah, somebody told us our stats was low on the last one, so, you know.
Russell, you know, that's what happens. If I'm leading the stat talk, then I'm probably off.
Oh, so, all right. Since we got time here while I'm checking the facts. Did you have a chance to listen to the Watching Movies and Shit podcast?
I did. I listened to. Now look, I ain't gonna lie and say I listened to the whole thing.
Oh no,
I listened to a good portion of it.
Yeah, and can I say something? Kendrick is by far the star of that show, man. We gotta get him on the Frocast one time. Wow. No, he needs to stay over there and carry that show.
I was about
he needs
to say,
that show. That show's going under, man. That show's done. Be easy and Short T. Like they have no. Like who's the point guard over there? There's no point guard. Y'all need a point guard over there. Somebody play point guard over there. I mean, you know. But anyway.
If Be Easy's on the show, he's the point guard.
He's not. Cause Be Easy's like, I don't know. I think Be Easy wanted to take the role of the funny guy, but then Kendrick came out of nowhere, and Be Easy like he just stepped in the back. He was like, Kendrick, ain't nobody come to see you, Otis, the Be Easy. It was just like, yeah, man. But yeah, so Short T, man. I think Short T gonna have to be the point guard. And because Be Easy gonna leave y'all, trust me. Short T is gonna be you and Kendrick doing the show. Be Easy gonna hang around for a little bit, then he gonna disappear. So just watch it; it's gonna happen.
He left two podcasts already. So
mm-hmm.
On the same show, on the same happyafro.com. He left two podcasts already.
Same network. It ain't like he jumping from Fox to ABC to CBS. Nah, this nigga.
This nigga was on the Cosby Show, then he went to a different world, then he quit.
Yes. Russell has played in 46 games this year, I think.
46 games.
I think. Yeah.
There's no way you could be an MVP for playing half a season.
They played, but like 50-some games.
It's just going to be – you act like he's not going to go down again.
He's not.
No, they played more than 50-some games, right?
Let's see. I got him playing 46. Let's see what
they're around 70 games now.
Nah, it can't be said. It's only March, all right.
It's about 60.
Well, yeah, they're probably around 60. So he probably missed about 15 games.
You can't be MVP like that.
Yes, you can.
I refuse. Let's see.
What's 34 plus 27, so all right?
It's too much. That's what it is. It's like 61. Off the top of my head, is that 61?
And that's correct. 61 games. So he's missed 15 games.
Yeah, you can't be MVP on 15 games, bro.
And the team is 7 games over 500 now.
Nah. It's got to go to Steph Curry. It's Steph Curry or LeBron.
No, you can't give it LeBron. LeBron took week. LeBron missed more games than damn Buddy.
I don't know if I agree with that. He took like a week off.
He took 2 weeks. LeBron take weeks off when he want to. LeBron played 52 games.
Then it's Steph Curry. That's it. It's the end of the discussion. It's Steph Curry.
Oh, let's see Steph Curry. How many games he play? Every game, probably.
Yeah, I'm about to say. It's got to be Steph Curry, man.
Let's see. Steph Curry.
Or man. James Harden.
Hell no. Not James Harden. He kicks niggas in the nuts, man. We don't. They gets no honor around these parts.
I don't condone those actions. But he's helping that little sorry-ass team out.
Let's see. Steph Curry. He's played... It's all from the Saints. 58 games. So, like I said, it's not that bad of a. It's not that big of a deal. It's not that big of a jump. So, all right, you can give me
58 games.
What'd you say?
Play how many games? 58.
Yeah, 58.
Westbrook played how many?
46.
That's quite a difference.
Hold on, the difference
is how many games he missed. That's the difference. That's valid. 58 out of 61.
That's 12 games, all right. You can still be the MVP 12 games, man. You can miss 12 games, be the MVP, man. So if I play 70, you play 82, and I had a, you know, and, I mean, come on, man. You can give it to me, man.
And I got better stats at 82?
Yeah. No, I mean, but
MVP.
What better stats? Like, I mean, I think I got all around better stats.
This is bullshit. There's no way that Westbrook, with his broke face, is going to be MVP over Curry. It's not happening. It's not happening. Curry at one point was leading or top three in rebounds, points, assists, and
steals. Yeah, and you brought up the fact he got a broke. The nigga got a dent in his face, and he getting triple doubles, nigga. Like, come on, man.
He's got like one triple double since his face got broke.
Huh?
He got like one triple double since his face got broke.
He got two. He got four in a row.
Has it been two games since he came back?
Yes. He had the mask on last night with the dent and the shit.
It still don't matter, man. It's gotta be Steph Curry.
Come on, man. You got it rusty, man. For MVP, man.
He's having a good season. He's just having it when someone else is having a better season. That's all.
Yeah. Plus, man, you know, Russell Westbrook, his daddy didn't play in the NBA or nothing like that. He wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth. You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck they got to do with anything?
That was just me just saying this shit.
Your ass tripping.
Look, you got two former NBA player kids on the same team, man. Like, come on, man. Them boys entitled, man. He don't need to win no MVP, man. Give it to Westbrook.
Just a pity? We just going to give him a pity win?
Yeah. And then look how light-skinned Steph Curry. He'd be that'd be the lightest MVP of all time, I think. He'd be lighter than Jason Kidd.
He ain't lighter than Steve Nash.
That's white. We said light.
Hey, Steve, hey, light. That's it. Light is light.
Man, that's the case.
Come looking for you, nigga. Y'all always running.
You gotta get to Russy this year, man.
I refuse. We'll see how this happens. You know that Russ gonna go down again for another 5 or 6 games, and we'll see how this shit plays out. I want to talk about your girl. Is her name Ja?
Ja, yes, this is Ja. This is, well, we know her as Ja. She was on Twitter. She's a writer, allegedly, I heard.
Allegedly, and she's got a few books.
Yes, and she wants to go to Vegas to see the Manny Pacquiao fight, like many other people do, right?
Yeah, like everybody. There's nothing special about that shit. So,
I want to go to Vegas to see the fight. So, you know, she comes up with a bright idea to, like, well, hey, let me see if I don't have the funds to get there. Let me see if somebody gonna pay for me to go. And guess what's all right?
What's that?
She got the money to go.
Hold on, man. How'd she get the money to go?
She set up a GoFundMe. I'm trying to find the actual. I want to read the post to people so you can hear why. You know, I got mad about it. You know, like I usually don't get mad about people GoFundMes, but this one here, it touched a little special place in my heart.
I remember part of the caption, and she said something about, I've seen someone raise $10,000 for potato salad.
Oh, yeah. She said, okay, so far in 5 days, she's raised $1,757. Her goal was $1,500, but now her goal has moved to $5,000, but we'll get to that in a second. Her name is Jamila Kareem. She's an author. And she said, my name is Ja. I'm from South Jersey. I'm taking a vacation to Las Vegas in May. I started a campaign to raise money for the trip to cover the flight and the hotel stay. My original goal was $1,500. Oh, so she changed it.
She changed her goal.
Then she was just like, she changed her whole thing because she was just like, I'm cute. I like to have fun, you know, and why not ask people for money? But so she's changed it since then. Oh, I wish I had a screenshot.
Oh, so now it's saying what? So wait, so now it's saying
okay,
what?
I'm going to read what it says now. It says,
My original goal is 1500. Once I hit my goal, I decided to raise the goal to 5000 and donate anything past my original goal to a friend I went to high school with who is battling breast cancer. I haven't seen her since high school, but we talk here and there on Facebook. I saw her campaign a week or two ago and reposted it to get her some support. However, no one knew donated, so I decided that since my campaign met its goal so quickly, that if I continue to gain donations, I will be able to make 500, well, she said five, whatever, it looked like 5,000 in no time and donate 3,500 to her campaign. Her campaign goal is to cover medical bills, and the goal is to raise 45,000. You could directly donate to her as well at this one. After I saw a man raise 55,000 to make potato salad on a similar site, I figured this was worth a shot. And that's when she changed it. If you donate 50 more, I will send you signed copies of both my books I wrote. So she quickly got her $1,500, but since then, only $257 has been put in for her homegirl that's sick. So why, I mean, now, if Ja was a really caring person for this friend that has breast cancer that she's, you know, willing to go out there, why don't you donate your money?
Yeah, why are you...
If she needs the money, but first of all, it's like she said she's going on vacation, she's taking a trip. So it sounds like you had already made plans. Now you just want extra spending money? Like, this shit got to stop, dog.
Yeah, I don't... Does it say where she's from or where she's
at?
She's
from South Jersey. That's all it says.
South Jersey. So South Jersey to Vegas, that ticket is probably about $300 round trip.
Yeah.
You get a hotel. Hotel's going to be... For that event?
That weekend? You're
spending $500, $600 a night at a cheap hotel.
You see what I'm saying?
So you only need to be there... Give it 3 days. Give it weekend.
Friday, Saturday. You need to be leaving Sunday.
So that's $1,500 for the room alone.
Yeah.
$1,800 total. You want us to bankroll that whole shit.
Yes.
That's what she was going.
You was going anyway.
Right. But now we bankrolling your whole shit.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that shit bothered me right there.
Can I throw another wrinkle in this?
Go ahead and throw another wrinkle in
it. If this is Jamila Kareem.
Yes.
K-A-R-I-M. Is that how she spelled her last name?
She spelled it like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
K-A-R-E-E-M.
Yeah.
So I don't think that her books are even anywhere that you can buy them.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what books she's authored to call herself an author.
Author Jamila Kareem. Man, let me Google her. Besides, if anything comes up besides this, this bitch is a hack.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because of the spelling is different. There is another author with the same name, but it's spelled totally different.
Uh-huh.
And she's Islamic. So I don't think that this is this chick.
Ja423. That's her on Twitter.
So she decided to change everything up. I think what happened was she got her little shit up there. It went viral. And then she tried to do something good because people were slamming her ass.
Her books are $15. Jamila Kareem, she got a book. She got a book named Toxic. All Money Ain't Good Money. A Tale of Greed.
Isn't that ironic? Isn't that fucking ironic?
Jamila Kareem. She's out there.
So she decided that, hey, I'm already going to Vegas. Let me help out my friend that I don't really know.
Yeah, that I don't really know. Let me see what she look like on. Let me see if she got any ass shots on Instagram.
Damn, we're going straight for the ass shots.
I mean, fuck it. I mean, somebody gonna see some ass. You right here? Oh, yep, there you go, right there.
That wasn't even hard. That wasn't even hard right there. Two searches. Job
423, boy. I want to bet she better have her page private. Because if not, you know, I will be blocked in a week.
So you went there and immediately found the ass shot.
Yeah, it's just a picture in a bikini right there. Boom. Like, first 12 pictures. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're done. You're done.
So is she on her Twitter? Is she posting up the link for her GoFundMe?
Yes, she put the picture. She did a screenshot of when she reached her goal on her Instagram. You know, but then look, a couple pictures later, I see the picture of her friend's campaign on there. But like I said, your friend has only got $200. You got $1,500 in like 2 days.
Just get the money to your friend.
Get the money to your friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, humble yourself. If, you know what I'm saying? You know, you take the $200. You was already going. $200 is going to help you. That's extra money that you ain't have. Like, man. Like, I just don't like this whole culture that you can go online and beg people for money for frivolous bullshit. What happened to you out there working, busting your ass to get something, man? Like, I just don't understand this. And people like, I'm okay with it. That's stupid. That's what's wrong with America now. You can just, I mean...
This is a super handout. This ain't like welfare and child support and all. This is a super, like, you just taking advantage of just, like, strangers. And people, I could just, now I have donated to some frivolous shit, but it was all funny. Like, that one time, my dog, is it Gia? Like, G1? I don't know how
you say it. Stacey Adams.
Stacey Adams. When he did that love, when people was back, when that lady was begging for money for a kid to go to France, he put up a link to get him some Jordans. So, of course, I donated some money to that. Because that shit was funny. It was a joke.
Yeah, I mean, even the way he spelled it, it was give me some Jordans.
Yeah, some Jordans. He was like, some Jordans.
Give me some Jordans. I don't think that, and I don't think he raised more than like $50.
Yes, it was like, but it was all funny. It was all funny. It was a joke. You know what I'm saying? And you know, but these people, like, I seen the one girl that jumped off her house. She jumped off her house trying to jump into a swimming pool. She broke both her fucking ankles. And then she put up a GoFundMe to help her get some money to, because she can't work, so she can pay for stuff and do all this bullshit. And I'm just like, but bitch, if you wouldn't have jumped off your fucking house, your legs, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, we set up society, a GoFundMe, it's all right for some frivolous bullshit, nigga. Watch.
We got to because I'm
watching. We're gonna be the biggest hypocrite of 2015. By the end of this podcast, you'll see just what I mean.
Straight up, dog.
Yes.
Straight up, I am. I believe that shit because yes. I was watching. I was bored the other day, and I was watching fucking Twitch on the Xbox One, and I didn't know that people make money on Twitch.
Damn.
Like people donate actual dollars. So I'm sitting watching his channel, and he was playing a game that I was thinking about buying. And I saw him. He said, thanks for the donation. Thanks. And I'm like, these people donate. And it was $1 at the time. And I was like, this is stupid. But then somebody came through and gave him $500. And he's not doing nothing but playing a fucking game. So I don't know what's going on with the society. We just, you know, bankrolling laziness. But, you know, we quick to call it, you know, blame it on some black folks. And when we didn't raise $20,000 to make some potato salad.
I mean, did you see the dude that was selling, like, the motherfucker was selling shit? Like, a, he said $6. He was selling, like, a little, he was sending you, like, a little bag of shit. Like, it was, like, horse shit or manure or something. He had a big old pile of manure and or something like that. And people paid $6 a box. He said he sold, like, 800 or 1,000. He sold shit. God. I mean, people, maybe it's not, maybe I shouldn't be mad at the job 423s of the world. You know what I'm saying? Because it's people that sit back and just get them motherfucking money. Like, what?
Meanwhile, people out here trying to make business and motherfuckers don't want to pay.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, yeah. Can I just get a free shirt? Can I do this? Like, what the fuck?
No. You know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all got money to throw away, throw your money in that Biafra, man. We'll put it to good use, man. Look, we'll shout you out on the show, nigga. Like, look, we'll make a site. We'll make a post about you, nigga.
You get
like,
another 4.5-star review?
Yeah, it don't matter. But, you know what I'm saying? Y'all just want to throw money away?
Speaking of throwing money away,
yes.
CIAA Conference. This is a basketball tournament for Division II HBCUs.
Yes, basically.
Yeah, it's
you know, former home of the Howards, the North Carolina A&Ts, you know, they were all in the CIAA conference, but then they moved on to the MEAC because it was Division I, bigger, you know, bigger stage. But, you know, and the CIAA has some most notable players. You got your Ben Wallace's, who else? Charles Oakley, You know, anyway, Winston-Salem State, Norfolk State, all the, you know, the little DMV area schools, you know, North Carolina, little schools like that. Yeah, it's like black people fucking spring break almost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like one of them events that, you know, niggas go to. Like, niggas travel to CIAA because, you know, it's going to be parties all weekend. Yeah, but anyway, go ahead, Sorry.
And it's in North Carolina.
Yes, it is. It was in Charlotte this year.
Charlotte
for the next 6 years, actually.
Yeah, and they're trying to change that, too, because of this shit. So a group goes in and they're dining at the Ritz-Carlton.
Mm-hmm.
And they get their bill, they pay their bill, they look down on it, and there's a tax of 15% for CIAA weekend. It's called the CIAA weekend tax.
Mm.
And it's just added onto the bill. So when the people found out about it, they were like, hey, well, what's this tax for? And they're like, well, you know, it's just extras demanding on the staffers this weekend and stuff like that. So we had a mild gratuity. And they said, this for any other tournament? They wouldn't respond. They said, did you do this for the same tournament last year? They didn't respond. So it's a black tax. It's a fucking black tax. You niggas want to come here. Y'all want to bring extra $40 million to the area. You want to sell out 40,000 rooms. We're going to tax you.
Because y'all not going to the games. That's why they taxing them, sorry, right? They're not going to the games, man. They only going there to party. I bet you ask anybody that you know that went to CIAA who fucking won the tournament. They can't tell you.
How many people go to the actual All-Star game for All-Star weekend?
A lot of people. The stadium be sold out, but at least they look.
That don't mean it's the most of the people there. The game is sold out because the game is sold out.
Thank you. But this game, listen, they had probably about 500 people in attendance at the game, man.
I don't understand the problem. If the people are there and you're getting the money, what's the problem?
They're not in the stadium. Everybody, look, they're there for the festivities around the CIAA tournament. They're not there for the actual, you know, tournament.
What does that have to do with the Rick Carlton?
If you go to the ACC tournament, I'm going to the games. Even the games when my team ain't playing, I'm watching. You know what I'm saying? But at the CIAA, nobody's showing up to the games. They just wait until 10 o'clock to go to the clubs. And, you know, niggas getting shot up like last year. Hey, look, every year it's been some bad shit. You know what I'm saying?
So, who do you think brings in more people? The ACC tournament or the CIAA tournament?
Whew.
All right.
Like I said, I mean, that's oh man, that's tight. That's tough because you got. I mean, they about even. You know what I'm saying? And the buying power is the same. You know what I'm saying? But for some reason, when we go to these little black events, the Daytonas, the South Carolina for the whatever Memorial Day weekend, the bike rally as they call it, or you go to Miami for Memorial Day, whenever the nigga events. It seems like shit is always boosted up. We used to try to get a room at Daytona for a spring break weekend, fucking $200, $300 a night. I mean, this was like a fucking shitty-ass Ramada Inn. You ain't get no continental breakfast or none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And this shit was damn $200 a night.
It's a motel. It's the outdoors. You walk outside your room, you outside.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a black tax. That's what they're doing. It's
they
black
do it to
tax.
Us because they know niggas going to spend. Niggas spend, boy. Hey, look, that's one thing about black folk. We don't understand the power of our dollar. We, you know, they might not respect us, but they respect that green that we hold. And that's what we, you know, and that's the thing. That's the thing. We don't know that. Like, we don't put no value in that. And maybe we should. And, you know, and everybody say, support black businesses. You know, hey, I do that when I can.
And it's a lot of black business out here ain't getting no support. I know that. Props to Cross Colors. What happened to Cross Colors, man?
Hey, man, shit, man, fashion, man. You can't. That's very finicky people in fashion, man. You hot 1 minute, you know, you whack the next, man. You know.
You know so who ain't never hot 1 minute and whack the next?
Who is that?
Polo.
Polo. That's classic though. That's timeless. Timeless. You can
it's
wear a polo shirt
because
you had back
we
in
always buy polo shirts. Carl and I made polo shirts. Cross Colors made polo shirts. But John made polo shirts.
Was it? But Sean John, he's still out there, man.
FUBU made polo shirts.
He in Macy's. He in Macy's now. He good money.
FUBU made polo shirts.
But I guess they wasn't. I don't know what was so hooked about that horse on there, man. But USPA has been doing pretty good.
Who?
The U.S. Polo Association.
Oh, stop, man. Back off shit. I didn't know it was such a big thing.
They got a fucking store, nigga, in the mall. Yeah. What you talking about?
Texas is huge. That shit is huge. And that was my first, you know, I got here, I saw some fucking jogging pants. And I saw the horse. And I was like, that horse look a little weird. I saw the price tag. I was like, $15. Shit. That ain't right. Just selling knockoff shit.
That's not knockoff. USPA is a name brand.
Yeah, it's the name of some knockoff shit.
U.S. Polo Association.
It's the name of some knockoff shit. That's exactly what it is. If Jeans West was still around, it'd be the number one brand at Jeans West. Cause that shit ain't around though, you know. We got some other shit on here. I wanted to talk about. This is Be Easy's topic.
Yes.
Be Easy said want to talk about this shit. We have to make sure we get this out here. If you're following any Instagram models, that have
I follow a lot of those
going to Dubai and shit like that, and driving Ferraris and shopping with all kinds of bags and you know all that shit. Apparently, they are just hoes.
Yep.
Is sponsors are paying for these bitches to come out, and do we want to tell them the sexual shit about it?
I mean, but think about it. If I'm a fucking oil tycoon and I got fucking billions and money ain't shit to me, I got gold plated cars, I smoke gold plated joints like 2 Chainz, and I mean I'm not used to nobody telling me no. I see this girl and I'm like, hey, You want to come to my country? I give you $40,000, everything paid for. And but let me let you know, when you get here now, it's all hoes barred. Like, it's all Madden. Like, it's all,
but it's, this is beyond all Madden.
This is all, it's hardcore all Madden. This is like playing fucking Call of Duty with no map, no motherfucking, like, this is, hey, bro, you ain't nothing on the screen, bro. It's like, bro, this, hey, this shit is like,
you, man, fucking, you playing like this, hardcore, yes, Call of Duty with knives only.
Dog, this, you playing all Madden, you got the fucking Browns, and they got the motherfucking 85 Bears, dog. You got the any year Brown, it don't matter. Shit.
You I'm playing against Bo Jackson on Tech, yeah, right now.
I mean, they talking about beating girls, sticking shit in their pussies, and I mean, they pissing on, I mean, like,
the pissing on, dog, like, people do that. R. Kelly did that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They take it to the extreme. They
the
take it to
shitting extreme in the face, nigga.
Yes, like, what? I mean, what,
in the face.
Bro,
that, people, it's not even just like regular hard ass turds. They talking about diarrhea, squirt shits.
He said beating you. I mean, you know. And I said, you see them pictures of them girls and they taking them pictures. They probably sitting on a block of ice. That's why you see their feet. They got their pussy is probably pounded.
Oh, hey, man. God.
Them niggas probably be. Oh, man. It's horrible, man. So, yeah. So, yeah. So now I'm going to go back and look at any of my little favorite little Instagram girls across seas, and I'm going to wonder, like, did the Sultan of Brunei hit you with the crossbow or some shit like that? Like,
it's a whole website dedicated to exposing these motherfuckers, though.
Yeah, tag the sponsors.
Yeah, yeah, tag the sponsors. And I didn't know this was a thing. Like, I don't follow motherfuckers like that on Instagram, so I didn't know this was a whole.
Of course you don't, Saul issue. Wright. Saul Wright does.
Saul Wright probably does. But
yeah, his Instagram. Saul Wright doesn't. You know, his is wholesome.
Yeah. I would go as far as saying wholesome. I'm just saying. If I were to follow the hoes, it'd be known hoes. It wouldn't be, you know, any kind of underground hoe shit, is all I'm saying. So, yeah, I mean, they paying $30,000 to fly bitches to Dubai and get them everything they want to fuck the crew for, like, what was it, 10 days?
Yeah, 3 days or five, yeah, something like that, yeah. You're probably going to need a couple of them days to goddamn rest up, because, oh, boy. Right. You know, think about it, these dudes are not... They not, you know, they don't know what no means. And so you can't go over there and be like, no. And I'm like, bitch, please, I done flew you over here. You can... And then if I fucking kill you, there's nothing they're going to do. Like, what? Like, yeah, I'm going to kill you, and that's going to be it. Like,
I mean,
so...
when you think about that, I have all the money in the world. No one ever tells me no. And I don't give a fuck about women. I'm going to treat you horrible.
Horribly.
God damn. And I paid for you to come out here? Oh, my
man,
God.
Man, it'd probably be some hardcore shit, but God, it'd probably be, you know, man, oh, man.
Fucking the camels and shit.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Hey, this shit is horrible, dog. That whole idea. So next time you see an Instagram model that's posting up and saying that she, you know, she kicking it real hard in Dubai, understand how she got there. Probably. Yeah. Probably.
It's a good chance. Good chance. Good
according
chance
to this article. There was some other shit that he wanted us to talk about, too.
Oh, yeah. African woman that, the African, not, yeah, you got the paper over there? Let me read it.
Go ahead and read it, man, because I just.
Okay. This is the mind of be
I feel
easy,
like
man.
This is fake.
Yeah, it's not fake, man. It's be easy, bro. He, you know, look, it's on Bossip. Come on, it's got to be true. It's on Bossip.
Man, yeah, Bossip only posts true shit.
Yep, Bossip rhymes with gossip. So, they said a Nigerian wife asked a divorced husband after 1 week because what you think, Sarah? Right? He beat her.
He probably Nigerian stole some money.
That's what I was thinking. Nigerian stealing money, same thing.
That's how it goes.
Nah, she said he has massive man meat.
Hold on, bro. So wait, she's divorcing him because
after a week. Hey, she ain't even giving it a good college try, man. It's only been a week, like.
That's, and she's a newlywed. That's probably two times the sex.
Yeah, it's probably two times. And then get this. She's been married before and has three kids.
Oh, no. Nah, you ain't going to spit no kid out and tell me my dick don't work.
You spit three of them out. You know, after the first kid, you might snap back. The second one, that little velocity, little viscosity didn't wore down. That third one, that thing open. You know what I'm saying?
Corey Holcomb say your pussy look like some old balled up homework.
Telling you, hey, the roast beef, man. Hey, the beef, man. Like a roast beef sandwich, bro. Next time you go to Arby's, hold that roast beef sandwich sideways. You're going to be like, ha, ha, ha,
ha. So she divorced him.
Yes, said his meat was too big.
So, but there was more to it. Because this is a traditional African wedding, right?
Yeah, it was the dowry. You know how they set it up and everything. It was like her name. I'm not even going to try to say it. Well, yes, I am. Her name is Aisha. That's easy. Denna, whatever. And Power. says she's totally incapable of handling what her new husband, Ali Mazenari, a nigga getting the ultimate dick report for the year right now. Like, all the chicks looking for his Facebook right now, his Twitter, his Instagram, all them little hoish thoughts. Anyway.
He might have cooked up this whole story. This might not even
be. He's Nigerian. He probably lied about the whole thing.
It's just, he made this shit up, man. This might not be real. And then the dowry is what he wants back. And that's $263,000 American.
Oh, that's 60,000 Nigerian. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he wants 263 American, bro.
$263?
No, 263. Was it $263? It is $263.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say Nigerian money can't be more. Yeah. 60,000 can't be that much. I'm about to say, whoa.
Yeah, nah. So he paid $263 for the pussy.
Damn.
And he married it. And she said, never mind.
Tapped out, nigga. She said, hey, they said the first time she knew it was going to be an issue, her mama gave her some medicine and said it'd make it better, but didn't help. And you know what I'm saying? So he only hit it like twice.
That's some bullshit, man. I don't believe it.
That's why I believe in test driving the car before you buy it, man. Like, this wouldn't have been an issue if you already knew what was going on.
Well, I refuse to believe that she had three kids and was previously married and they didn't have sex before they got married.
Mm.
Unless that was him. So you know, if he's making the story, he's a good Christian boy who doesn't have sex before he's married and who pays what he's supposed to pay, and he's got meat. So that's how the story works for him.
Oh, can I say something real quick? Is all right?
Absolutely.
So I was just cruising Jive423's Instagram, and it's a picture, her throwback picture. She was like a flashback pic to Vegas rehab pool party last year. Bitch, you went to Vegas in the bed.
Don't donate. If y'all have already donated to Jai, kill yourself. You're the loser this week.
Yes.
Especially, it was a cat that donated, what, $5,000? $500?
Somebody did $500 or $800. Two people gave $500, one gave $800. So them, like, people she was already fucking out soon. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta be. And then I would imagine that there's some people that she's already fucking that gave $1.
Mm-hmm.
She can't be a winner. It's impossible. And I think this story is made about it. Be easy.
Then she says, y'all so salty. So many of the little crying emojis. Either donate to my fund to give my proceeds to Danita or donate directly to whatever. Or eat a dick and shut the fuck up. I was just like, whoa. Then she talking shit.
Of course. She made her money now.
Yes.
Yeah, of course I'm going to talk shit now that I got my money.
Mm.
I'm so tired of hearing that as the answer to shit nowadays.
Yes.
Do it or shut up.
What's up with these black women always telling niggas to eat a dick? Bitch, you ain't got no dick. You eat a dick. Shit. I can't stand that shit.
Like, it used to be funny back in the day, like on Food Docs, when they say eat suck a bag of dicks.
Like, these bitches actually tell you to suck their dick. You be like, what?
I don't understand what's going on with that. Speaking of motherfuckers that might have to suck a dick.
Oh.
Ben Carson says that homosexuality is a choice.
And it's proof because of
people go to jail straight and come out gay. And what happens to them there? Ask yourself that. That's what he said.
Hey, he got a point. And he does have a point.
How the fuck does he have a point?
I told you, man, I had a cousin that was straight. Then he was gay. Now he's straight again. I don't know what to say. Did he choose to be gay for a little while? I think so. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I don't know how gay he got, so he's still gay to me in my eyes. Because, you know, you can't never go. You can't never tip to that side and come back. And there's no such thing as bisexuality. I don't believe that. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's just greedy. You know what I'm saying? So, I think he has a point. It might be, you know, the way he put it, we might not like it. But he got a point, so all right.
So because of prison, all homosexuality has been...
Not all. He said it, but it is, you know... It's a choice to some people. Now, some people are born gay. I have seen some gay ass toddlers, and they have grown up to be. I'm being honest. I had a cousin. His name was fucking Bobby. And when we was little, they like, yo, Bobby played with dolls and shit. Bobby was just like, hey, and they was like, please don't pick on him. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, you know what I'm saying? And Bobby grew up to be gay. He been gay his whole life. Bobby was born gay. Now, it's just like, see what I'm saying? So I've seen it, people born gay, and I've seen, like, people choose to be gay. So it's like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
But is sexuality and sexual orientation the same thing?
I don't think so. Not at all.
So what he could very well be talking about is sexuality and not orientation.
Yes, yes. That's what he, that's why I say I think the wording.
I think he just needs to shut the fuck up.
It's, okay.
Like, this is the Republican's choice, right? He's the one that may be getting the call to run for president or some shit, right? He's like that dude. he's that motherfucker. He needs to shut the fuck up. We don't need to hear any more from Ben Carson. Every time he opens his mouth, he makes all you kids who had to do a book report on him frown. All you motherfuckers get sad. Gifted hands my ass. He needs to shut up, man. This shit is ridiculous. Just stop it. And I don't understand why in this country we're so worried about what gay people are doing.
Hey, man, why do we care with who has somebody sticking their dick or fucking their pussy, man?
It's like, I don't know why we give a fuck at all.
I mean, I only care when, you know, like, shit. Like I said, man, I mean, it really doesn't matter. Like I said, as long as you ain't breaking in my house and trying to bust my head, stealing money from me, trying to kill me, I don't care what you do.
Give you can no smoke crack. Fucks.
You can fuck five bitches, and I don't care. You
give
know,
no just, fucks. We out here telling them that they can't get married, and we done had 7 or 8 marriages.
Yes.
Declaring the sanctity of marriage. This shit is... Hey, man, Ben Carson and all you motherfuckers that sound like Ben Carson, shut the fuck up, man. I've had it. This shit is ridiculous. I want to talk about something that's probably near and dear to your heart. Your boy Chris James, who talked about the Little League baseball team, the black Little League baseball team that had to give back their trophy.
Damn.
He's going to jail. Okay, well, maybe he's not going to jail. He's been arrested.
No.
This Chris James. This is from, I think it was Evergreen was the place. Evergreen Park is the actual place that told on the Jackie Robinson All-Star team. Allegedly, this motherfucker got arrested because he got drunk and chased a woman into her home.
Oh.
So he's an abuser. Mm. He's this crazy stalking motherfucker. And he got arrested. I just like to point out that karma works and fuck you, James, because that's some bullshit.
That's what he gets.
What would you do if one of the guys that told on your team and made y'all give away a trophy got caught up in some bullshit like this?
Like I said, man, as far as that go, I wouldn't need, you know, it wouldn't bother me at all because, like I said, you didn't. We whooped y'all ass 43-1, and I just, you know, I don't know. They still champions, you know. They, you know, in them kids, you know, whatever. The adults, like I said. The adults are the only ones that's just ashamed in this whole ordeal. So that's why, like, as far as the adults, like, you know, I probably feel like, yeah, that's what that motherfucker get, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know, that's about it. As a kid, what they need, the kids probably don't care about this.
If I'm the adult, though, I'm going in.
Yeah. If I'm an adult, in. Yeah, I'm just going to be petty. Yeah, I'm being very petty about it.
Because it's some bullshit. You want to get to the TV talk, man?
Might as well, man.
We got to get to the TV talk, man. What the fuck is going on with Coach Mo? Is he an outlaw now? Let's just ask that flat out.
Hey, Coach Mo, like, you done met with Fred again, and it's like, yeah, and he getting heavily recruited, man. Yeah. First of all, we're talking about Friday Night Tikes, which comes on Esquire on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. You know,
Friday Night Tikes, not Little Tikes.
Yeah. We're talking about Coach Fred, who's the coach of the San Antonio Outlaws, and we're talking about Coach Mauricus Goodloe, who's the coach of the San Antonio Colts. Now, these two are the big rivals of the conference, but they've been getting real buddy buddy. I mean, Mo Thompson, that's his best friend, and you know him and Fred this and that, and you know,
I was beating up.
And it seems like the competition then went down since then. It's like, you know, the Colts then fell off a little bit. They ain't like, you know. He ain't got that hatred for the Outlaws this season. Yeah, Coach Fred trying to get him to come over there, and, you know, I don't know, man.
I think he's an outlaw, man. It's just done. And not even – here's the thing. You can go over to the Outlaws and not even be the head coach no more. You're going to be an assistant.
Yes. Well, you know, he wanted him to coach the little boys.
What little boys?
The ones under them, the team that was coaching last year.
Oh, so you're not even going to be on the championship team.
Yeah, they're going to be champions, man. But you think the Outlaws little team losing?
Well, I'm saying you're not going to be the team that's on TV.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to take, well, then they'll be on TV, I guess. It'll just be called the Outlaws. The whole show will be called the Outlaws. Yes,
it'll be the San Antonio Outlaws against the world.
This shit is whack, man. You can't leave your squad like that.
Nah, you can't, man. That's why, you know, hopefully he don't jump sides, because if you can't beat him, join him. Nah, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? That's whack. But I noticed it's the end of the season, and the Broncos and the Spartans. Oh, it was the Broncos and the Lobos played.
Oh, my God. So we finally saw both teams come back. We haven't seen either one of them motherfuckers. We ain't seen the Lobos since, like, the second show. We ain't seen them motherfuckers, and we only see the Broncos when they're losing.
Yeah, well, shit, that's all the time.
Exactly. So we get to see the coach. We don't get to see them play. We just see the score. So now we actually got to see a game, and both teams played down to their opponent and had a good game.
It was a great game. Like, I was just like, man, that was a good game. Like, both teams was really trying to win because both of them needed to win. And, you know, and it was just so like, he was like, yeah, we're going to win.
Shit was so sad. This whole episode was sad.
If you don't see it, just throw it away. When that kid got hit and threw the ball, I said, oh, it's about to be a pick. But he picked it and ran it back to the house. 100 yards.
It defined that team so perfectly. I was like, oh.
I was laughing so hard, man. I was just like, this
but you knew it was going to happen. You let him call the play.
Yes. He was like, coach, let us run it. Yeah. How do you let your 10 or 11-year-old kid call the game-winning play?
Fucker. He's like, you want to do that? Okay. That's what we're going to do. I was like, what? That's not going to work. If you don't have it, you almost you throw it away, all right? Yeah, right.
Coach, we're gonna run. He said, we're going to run a pro 34 or something like that. He was like,
yeah, he didn't even know the play. He's like, the 34, he was like, the pro 34 he I. He was like, yeah,
play. Yeah. I was just like, how you let the kid call the play? Like, you.
Shit was bad. This shit was bad. And then they
lost.
No,
we on the
way. Winning play, my nigga.
Bruh.
He didn't lose the game, though.
Right? The kid that called the play threw a pick.
He threw the. He fucking right to the fucking defender. Threw it right to the defender and laid there.
Like they was down six. Yes, they were down six. It was 20-14.
Before you tell the whole story, let's not forget that the coach had to ask how far they were down.
Oh, my God.
He said, how far are we down? 6 points? Okay.
Hey, man, that coach was horrible. Like, he was like, he didn't believe in yelling at the kids. He just was like, yeah, I don't think, you know, no kid likes to be yelled at. You know, he was just like, I don't think that's good. You know, it's definitely, he was just so soft. Like, kid would mess up, he wouldn't get mad or nothing. And the parents were saying, you know, because the team was losing. They were 1-6 or 1-whatever.
If you just compare the coaching styles to the records, the coaches that yelled the most had the best records. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Results. Y'all were better last year with the coach that y'all suspended. At least y'all was 3 or whatever. They were 4-4. They were even.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But this year, y'all was 1-7. Like, come on, man.
1-7. And the other coach that yells. Well, I guess that's true, though. Because the other coach that yells and didn't get any results was the Spartans coach.
Oh.
And that nigga's 1-7.
They won more than one game. Then they won two games.
No, I think they won 1-7. no, they might have been 2-6. Yeah. They might have been 2-6 because they had to play the Broncos and the Lobos. So they probably
won both of those games. Exactly. Yes,
yeah. Yes. They probably won both of those games. But other than that, they lost. And that coach yelled like a motherfucker. Mm. Zoe actually got in and got like 2-3 plays.
And then she was talking all that shit. And I was like, Zoe, she did truck that one dude one time. Now I will give her that.
But she was supposed to.
She could have did that every play because she just went, like I said, her technique, she stood up every time. She stayed low. Nobody could have stopped her, man.
Yeah, she did throw that dude to the side, but he was like half her height. That's what she's supposed to do. That's what she should have been doing all season.
Exactly. I can't give you credit for something you're supposed to do. You're
not about. And then what was up with the Outlaws hit drill? They were still like 15 yards away from each other.
Still trying to murder people out there. I was just like, but that's Outlaw football, man. They're the Outlaws for a reason, goddamn.
They're giving up too many points, though. They gave them
another 8. Still giving up points. They bleeding.
I mean, you know, it's not a lot. You're giving up 8 points, you're scoring 40, but y'all hadn't gave up any points last year.
So, y'all had like two seasons. So it's probably 3 shows left?
That's about it.
Yeah, I think it's like 3 shows left.
That's about it, man. So you got, I think the Outlaws got the 1 or the 2 seed.
You got 2 seed, I think they said it was a 2.
So the Ducks are the 1?
No, the Ducks are not the 1. Somebody else is the 1. Because the Ducks lost to the Outlaws.
Then who else could it be? The Steelers?
It's probably some other team somewhere else.
Wow. A team that's not even on the show.
Yeah. You know,
that would be
Yeah, like the Houston. Like there's a whole bunch of teams. Because, you know, they travel. Like that one team, you remember that one game, they had to travel like 5 hours to play a game.
Yeah, that's true.
God damn, 5 hours to play a little league game? I said,
fuck
shit.
That shit. The Colts are gonna be in there. The Colts got to be a four seed.
You know, and they kind of gave that away because they showed the next week show for the playoffs, and they showed fucking the Colts before they showed the Colts playing the game they had to play to get in the last year.
It's bad.
They gave that away. I said, they gave it away, but they ran the boys out the building anyway.
It's bad editing, but you know that's how they do, man. We still like this show. 3 weeks left, and then next season, if the show comes back, Coach Bo's gonna be outlaw.
Yeah,
he's gonna be outlaw, man. The Colts are done. Unless they give it, you know, it'll be another coach, but it won't be Coach Mo.
Yeah, I think old Coach Mo, he run that whole organization. I think that's his organization.
So if he leave, it's done.
I believe, because look, he control everything over there. You know, ain't nobody checking him. You ain't never seen him. Nobody come down and say, hey, Coach, you need to calm down. Because he is the president. Like, he getting the stuff to his house. That's, I think he run everything over there. I think he started that organization.
Damn, so if he leave, it's over.
Yeah.
He can't. But that's even more reason he can't leave. You can't end that rivalry.
I don't think he's going nowhere. You
can't end that rivalry. And then the wives don't get along.
Yeah.
So, you know, because Coach, what's the coach name for the Outlaws?
Fred.
His wife be talking shit to Mo, too. Did you see that shit?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, whatever, Coach Mo. We'll see next season. I said, God damn, where'd she come on?
Now, them wavy. I said, I like that little wet look she had going on.
Fred got a little don't wait.
He had a damn real estate agent. That shit just, crazy. Fred said real estate.
he went ahead and code switched real quick. He's like, this is a great house.
Yeah.
One level. If you look at this neighborhood, it's one of the top houses in the area. I believe that. I was like, wow, this is state coach.
I was like, no, this coach Fred.
His code switch game is on point, bro. He's not fucking around. I appreciate that. Did you watch Black Ink this week?
I did watch Black Ink. Black Ink comes on VH1 Mondays at 9 o'clock. For those who don't know, so it's centered about the Black Ink Tattoo Shop in Harlem, New York.
It's an hour-long show, but you only get about 35 minutes of show.
Yeah, you get about 39.
Nah, I clocked it last time.
But look. But they replay the scenes.
That's why I said. So you get about 35 minutes. Four of those minutes to get to 39 are going to be recaps.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the time from the hour is commercials. The first commercial break was 7 minutes long.
God damn.
Because I started watching. I skipped through the commercial. And I looked and I'm like, damn, it's still going. Let me check the times. By the time I was done with that episode, nigga, it was 27 minutes of commercials.
Get the fuck out of here, sir.
Commercial breaks, bro.
27 minutes of commercials.
27 minutes. The first was like 7 minutes. The next one was three. The next one was five. The one after that was four. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
God
27
damn.
Minutes of commercials.
How many tattoos did they do this week on Black
Ink? I think I saw one. Wait, it might have been two.
It was the white girl, right? The little white girl that got the little small ass.
She was like, yeah, I'm just
getting
some stuff
before. It was two tattoos. He did do the little white girl, and then the other chick came in. Okay. The model chick that came in and got the dead eyes on her shoulder.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was two. It was two tattoos this week. That's
They did two. And then look. I'm going to be honest. Caesar stepped it up with the artwork this week. That was a little better than that last one he did for that old man. And you know what? It was a little better. I was like, okay, that's a little better, a little more, you know, detail. So, you know, but oh shit, man. I'm sick of his shit. And, he continues to, you know, every time we can't complain about the system failing black people because oh shit is the exception to the rule. Because this nigga didn't fail a drug test. He was supposed to go to jail. Oh, and the man was
I don't understand why he's still walking free. I don't understand. You got caught.
Piss me off.
You missed your PO for 4 weeks or some shit. You show up late with the high and with the shit in your pocket. You go to court and they say, yo, $150 in community service. Then you show up again high. They give you a chance to get out by asking you. You don't answer honestly, so they make you piss. You fail the piss test. I'm like, how the fuck does he keep getting chances? And now they say, yo, you go to rehab or you go to Rikers. Of course he's picking rehab.
I take the latter.
And then him and Anya just sitting there smiling, looking stupid.
With her safety glasses on, look like she don't have, okay, like she had a fucking, like she had a construction site.
I've never seen clear frame glasses, nigga.
Clear, I mean, them shits was huge.
This shit looked.
I said, them safety glasses. This is, I mean, come on, man. Where's the blowtorch at, man? That's what I wanted to ask. God damn.
Oh shit, has got to be the worst nigga at life.
Ever.
The worst. And then his well, is she really considered his baby mama?
Anya?
No, Kelly.
Oh, talking about Kathy. Just like, that's not your baby mama. Stop saying that. Like,
so Kathy shows up with the other kid.
He has like a 2-year-old. Did you see this nigga?
That nigga walked off. Well, you tell somebody else.
And I'm gonna go hide in the bathroom like a little bitch. Like, I was just like, yo, man, this nigga, oh shit, is he need to go to jail just for that shit? Like, he's nigga, really just to bad. Tighten up, nigga. You need to fucking tighten up, man.
Really bad at life. But outside of all that, Puma is still the worst nigga on the planet. Puma is the new Stevie J. He's a sleazeball, dog.
How's he a sleazeball, man?
Okay, so the motherfucker finally decided to wipe up the chick that's having his kid. That was last season, Puma. That we were all like, okay. But then Puma left the shop, started his own shop, threw a chicken bone in the shop. Can't even take care of his own kid.
What you mean he can't take care of his kid?
You saw the way his kid was acting. She's not used to fucking with him.
Exactly, because he said he's the breadwinner. He's used to out making money, and the mama's used to being at home. Now, in that situation, Saul, right, if I'm used to working and you used to taking care of the baby, like...
If your job is to take care of your fucking kid, then you need to be at home taking care of your fucking kid.
But I got to work, Saul, right?
You ain't got to work that day.
But she's I got to work that day.
She's working.
But my work don't stop because you chose to pick up a... You know what I'm saying? Like, you knew I had to. I go to work every fucking day. This little thing pops up out of nowhere, and I'm just supposed to rearrange my whole life for one day? No.
If you can call a taxi, you can call somebody to watch that kid.
That's what I'm saying. Why she didn't do that? That's what I'm saying. That's her job.
Nah, that's y'all job. Y'all are parents. There's an S on that shit.
You should arrange for her to stay at your mama house since your mama want to be involved in your life so much. Mama watch this motherfucking kid.
Your kid should not be estranged from you. You should be able to, there's no reason for her to be acting like that with you. She not used to you, nigga.
That shit was crazy. She was just wilding.
She was wilding the fuck out.
Is she sleepy, hungry? Did you feed her? I was just like, yo, what? Why is this baby acting like this?
And she was wilding from the time they got in the car. She was like,
she was just cutting up. Like, did he not have a bag together? Like, you got to have like a little.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't even get the bag together. She got the bag together. Look, I don't have kids, so you have to tell me how this shit works.
That baby probably was shitty as hell. Probably had took a shit on herself. She's like, damn, nigga, change my fucking diaper.
Right, he ain't changed that shit. He ain't got no toys for her. He go to the damn meeting. What was the meeting for anyway? What was he doing? What does Puma do?
Puma, allegedly, he owns Inc. 124.
Not according to that episode, he don't.
So, maybe he, what is he, managing it or something?
I guess. Like, somebody else owns it.
Because I don't think Puma does tattoos at all.
He used to clean the shop.
So he probably is the manager. He runs the shop for somebody else. Because I was looking at the previews and seeing C's was talking to some white dude. And, you know, about maybe he owns the shop. And so maybe, you know, then C's was talking about buying the shop. Like, C's got money like that?
Yeah, so apparently the owner of Inked 124 is this white dude. That Caesar and Puma both know. And I guess Caesar hired Puma from that shop to help out at Black Ink.
Okay.
So then when they fell out, Puma left and got another shop that this other white dude apparently owns.
He probably talked him into opening shop and he's our
manager. And our manager. Yeah, I've learned everything from my time at Black Ink.
Yeah, I know
Ink.
How to do. Yeah.
I got a TV show. This will be great for the shop. Yada, yada, yada. That's why he picked out that CDS location. Somebody fucking basement. So now Caesar comes back and he finds out that Puma is not the boss that he claims he is. He's just a manager. Mm-hmm. And then C's goes and decides that he gonna talk to that nigga and apparently try and buy Inc. 124.
Damn.
That's a hater ass move, but that's how bosses move.
Yeah. You know.
And you know, I don't like the competition, I just buy them motherfuckers. And so he gonna end up putting Puma out of work if that's what happens.
Damn.
Because he said, I would buy this shop to burn that motherfucker down.
Yeah, he said, just to fire his ass.
Yep, so, I don't know, man. Caesar finally got mad at Puma. And you see, Caesar and Ted had the confrontation.
Yeah.
You still agree with Ted?
I still agree with Ted. You can't tell me who, I mean, you know, and you agreed with me last week.
I hear you, but I don't know that if I'm Ted, I can still fuck with both of them.
Why not?
I feel like you got to make a choice.
You don't have to make a choice. That's between them. Let them work their issues out. Now, if it get ugly, well, like, you know, motherfuckers is like, you know, threatening. You know, it is like.
I think that's ugly, though. I think it's ugly. He's talking about buying that nigga's job.
Yeah, it's ugly. It ain't got to the point now, no return. Like, you know.
So you got to pick.
But straight up, Puma came back in the shop, though. Like, what?
Oh, my God. Why did anybody kick his ass? Why didn't anybody kick his ass?
Because everybody there still fuck with Puma. Didn't nobody tell him to leave or nothing.
But you, if you Walter, you're the manager of the shop where this nigga threw a chicken bone at your shit, you got to tell this nigga to get the fuck out, yo.
Because nobody has that season them. Because that's what I'm saying. Everybody there don't rock with each other like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause, you know, they know Caesars rock with Dutchess, and so they just like, you know, like,
yeah. Yeah, okay, so if we're doing a podcast, it's me and you, we're doing a Frocast, we bring somebody in from Two Dope Boys.
Yeah.
And they got beef with B-Eazy. And, you know, in the middle of the podcast, they're like, you know what? Fuck Nappy Afro. Fuck this whole damn podcast. And fuck B-Eazy. And then next week, they hit us back and say, yo, I got a hot lead on the interview. Y'all want a shot? Are you doing the interview or not?
No, I'm like, fuck them niggas.
Exactly,
man.
And that's Puma right now.
Because they said, fuck Nappy Afro. You know what
Puma did too when he threw the chicken bone down.
He was just like, he ain't say, no, man, that was between them two. He wasn't, they, because, you know what I'm saying? See, that's.
He should have threw the chicken bone at Caesar if it was about Caesar. He threw it in the shop, like, fuck your whole shop. And fuck your catering. Fuck your catering. Fuck your shop. Fuck your girlfriend. Fuck these niggas that work here. Fuck Black Ink as a fucking label and a crew.
No.
That's what he said. I no, can't fuck with him at that point.
I don't think he said that, so all right.
He threw the chicken bone.
He just nigga told him to leave. So he's like, I ain't fucking, I'm out.
He should have hit Caesar with the chicken bone if it was just about
Caesar. As far as, you know, I don't think that.
I want to see what happens next episode. You know, the editing is always on point. Somebody gets carried off in a fucking ambulance. We probably see all that shit.
Probably Dutchess.
Stop. It was somebody with some bum ass Chucks on, so it could have been Dutchess. They had flats on. Dutchess don't wear flats. And then Anya's throwing drinks in people's face again. Like that motherfucker Donna. What's going on with your girl Donna, man?
I don't know, man. I just need to see more shots of the backside, man.
Yeah, she put less
of the
out
face,
there.
More the backside.
She put it all out.
Her face
there.
Is not that ugly. It's just her hair and all the extraness, like that.
All those piercings and
yeah, and all that. You know, it's like her face ain't that ugly. You know, she could use some braces. You know, it's definitely a do-it-yourself fixer-upper. But you know what I'm saying? You know,
shit. Yeah, what is that? A dead tooth at the bottom? It's like a.
I don't even look at her mouth, man. Her mouth is just that. That's the part that just you know, she that gap. And, you know, sometimes gaps are cute, but she just got a little too many spaces.
Yeah, it's like it's like off center. I don't know. It's a weird shit going on there. Did you watch Better Call Saul this week?
Of course.
I didn't like this episode.
You didn't like this episode?
Nah.
Why like, you didn't like this episode?
That whole electric allergy that he's got, that whole thing is just weird to me anyway. I'm just ready for them to move past that. I'm tired of seeing him and his brother.
I wonder why is this so significant? If like, cause since he's not spending the money that the people send to him, like he's forcing to live in squalor. Like you keep tearing up $24,000 checks every month or every 2 weeks whenever you're getting them. You know what I'm saying? And you know, like what's going on? Like you know, like I want to know what's the deal? Like why is the brother? You know, not taking the money and like what's going on is what I just want to know. What's the I need? Yeah, like you say, I need some to hurry up to resolve in this case. Like it's going. You know, I'm interested because I want him to get his life. Like what's going to happen after this? Like is his brother help him get on? Like what happens is what I want to know.
Yeah, they're dragging that part out a little too much. I do like the Gus situation popping up. Like next episode looks like it's gonna be dope.
What you mean the Gus situation popping up?
The old man. Ain't his name Gus?
No, that's Mike.
Not horrible with the names.
That's Mike.
Mike. The Mike situation popping up. I like that shit because, you know, next week he'll have to call Saul in to be his lawyer. You know it ended with the cops showing up at his door.
Exactly.
So we gotta figure out what the fuck's going on with Mike. What's really his angle?
He's like a little way, a little far from home.
Yeah, that shit. And what was he sitting outside old girl's house for?
I think that's his granddaughter.
So he's watching her? Like
I think she's the granddaughter's mother or something. Like that. He just wanted to see the kid or some shit like that.
Yeah, I want to see how this shit pops off.
You know, that's all he really gave a fuck. That's the only thing he gave a fuck about was his granddaughter. Like,
yeah, you know. even in, you know, in Breaking Bad, that was his whole shit. Yeah,
that was his whole thing. Like, he was just like, yo, just, you know, and they knew that was the way to get him, you know, all that shit, so, you know.
Yeah, so that I am happy to see that, but the rest of the episode, I didn't care about seeing Saul painting toenails and shit. I just, that extra back scene shit, I don't care about that character building shit. Like, I know who the fuck he is now. Let's get.
But look, we know, but somebody that, you know.
Valid. That's valid. Maybe yeah, people
will like, you know, it's just like, it's just showing, like, you know, it's making him, like, you know, he's forced with a lot of moral, you know, because he wants to be a good guy, but he sees that the other side is a little like, damn, like, I can get off.
Shit. He said lawyers are thieves or, you know, crooks.
He said 50% of them are idiots and other 50% criminals.
So, shit, he's trying to figure out which way to go on that shit.
Yes.
Did you watch Empire this week?
I didn't watch this episode. I didn't know what time it came on. So, I didn't have time to watch it before we recorded this show. But I did have a chance to catch up on the whole season. I watched it all, you know, last week after the forecast. So, you know, I'm caught up on it.
What do you think about it in general, then? Because we haven't really talked about Empire, which is crap.
It's not a bad show. I mean, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, the overused statement, but it's not a bad show. I mean, yes, it's got, like you said, over-the-topness, and you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, these lions, I mean, Lucius Lyon has to be the most successful artist ever, as he is on the show.
Apparently.
I mean, the man, he wins. Everything he does, touches, is great. He sells shoes. He sells liquor. He's got album. Like, was he a rapper or a singer?
Yeah,
like,
what was he? I think he was a little both.
Okay, because every time I see him, he's playing the guitar, and they're like, oh, redo your daddy's song, and they singing it. So I'm thinking, like, was this motherfucker, like, the Lucius Lyon sound? And, you know, it's just, like you said, that part's over the top. And but as far as the sons go, like, I really, really, really hate Hakeem hairline. Like, I hate that shit. I hate that shit. Like, the way that motherfucker, I just can't take it. Like, that shit pisses me off every week.
You know what cracks me up about this shit is that if you listen to episode, what y'all started doing them on episode 3 or 4,
mm-hmm.
on up to now, episode 149, hair will fuck Jerm up from anything.
Yes.
Anything. We were in the middle of a conversation with Tracy May, and she said she cut her hair. That nigga said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold up. The BCS has been shaking up. I was like, God damn. Jerm is consistent about hair, nigga. He will not fuck around. If he don't like your hair, he is done with that shit. So when you text that, we text sometimes, you know, in between shows and shit. And that nigga said he caught up, and I was like, what you think? He's like, I see they changed the hairline. That's his first fucking comment. I see they changed the hairline. I said, God damn. This nigga is not playing my hair, man. I didn't even notice the shit till you said it.
Yes, it was just like, it just was so weird. I can't take it. Then, because I noticed in the first episode, your boy Lucius had the bouffant, and then the next episode he had cut it down, and I was like, okay, that looked more. Because that first shit, I was like, this nigga look like old dried up, like some old Frankie Lyman or some shit like that, and you know. So, but like I said, I enjoy it. You know, Cookie is Cookie. You know, she's crazy, but I see, you know, the direction. You know, she has passion about music. You know, she just want what she's due. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and then she just want kids to love her, and the whole little dude having a mama fixation, like, that shit is weird.
Yeah, like a lot of the shit that they talk about in the show is definitely odd. I do feel like, you know, one of the rumors was that if Monique would have got Cookie's role, then Wesley Snipes was supposed to be Lucius. I think Wesley would have been dope as Lucius. He's Nino Brown. It's just about music.
But Terrence Howard, he plays the part well.
He plays it well. I think Wesley would have been better.
Nah. Like,
last night they had a whole gun. They had a last night was a weird episode for many reasons. But they had a whole Mexican standoff and shit. Everybody pulling guns on everybody. And Terrence Howard just standing there with his coat on, looking light-skinned. And it didn't work. Wesley, though, Wesley would have turned that shit out. It would have been Nino Brown. It would have been.
I just couldn't see Monique as Cookie though. That shit would have been. I mean, I can see it, but nah, after I guess Taraji the way she played it, I just, you know, Monique would have been. I don't know, but I heard. But they said Monique was never considered for that role. That's what I saw.
Yeah, Monique says that she was considered for that role.
Who
Monique
knows?
Says Monique says that she was considered for that role. It was supposed to be her, and Taraji got the part, and Taraji pulled Terrence in. Okay. And so that's how that shit went. But yeah, Cookie is Cookie. She definitely got that role. That's the perfect person for that role. You need to watch last night's episode because it was weird. We got to talking to Andre. His part actually came alive last night. Yeah, he's the bipolar son.
Yeah, the older son. Okay.
Yeah, and so last night he kind of lost his shit. He quit taking his meds and he showed out last night. The motherfucker was attacking ball racks and cursing motherfuckers out and swinging and. It was a good episode last night. So, last night, you got to watch last night's episode. These are the last three episodes, I guess. And they really ratcheting up all the drama for these last three.
Okay.
Y'all got to make sure y'all watch this shit.
Another show, I know you don't watch it, right? Suits.
I still ain't got it. GQB God watch. Damn.
Yeah, I mean, GQ will be mad at me because I haven't watched it last week.
Oh, you know he wants you to talk about that show just to fuck with me.
Yeah, I mean, my whole point, I mean, I forgot to watch it because, you know, like I said, that shows, it comes on Wednesday nights or Tuesday. I don't know what night it come on. I usually watch it on my site. And Blue, I'm sorry. I like to build shows up because I'm a binge watcher. I watched the whole season of House of Cards this past weekend. And so, you know, I binge it out. And, you know, so that's why I just, I'm sorry, Blue. But next week, I'll be caught up.
Keep talking to the people for a second. Somebody at my door.
Uh-oh. Sorry. I'll look at it. Rice delivery.
Shut up, man. Talk to the people real quick. I'll be back.
Yes, people. But anyway, watch House of Cards this week. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody. But this season, it kind of delved into the relationship of Claire and Frank more. You know, kind of gave you a little backstory of how they are the way they are. And it wasn't as, you know, like when Frank was, or Francis, Frank, whatever you want to call him, was striving to win the White House, to get to the White House. It wasn't that much, you know, I mean, he still had the little backroom deals where, you know, he's, you know, plotting on, you know, 2016. But, you know, as a whole, it was all right. It wasn't great. I mean, but it was all right. I mean, definitely worth the watch. Yeah, I watched the whole thing. So, House of Cards, check that out. It's on Netflix or however you get your sites. Suits. It was going back to Suits for GQ Blue's sake. Sorry, it's not here, so I can say what I want. It's a pretty good show. As far as I'm caught up, you know, the whole little Mike getting choked out by Lewis Litt was the funniest shit ever to me. I mean, I Mike can never live that one down. He can't say
who got
shit
choked out?
Mike, one of the dudes on the Suits, he got choked out one of the lawyers. Well, he's not a lawyer because he didn't graduate from law school. But yeah, Suits whole thing is about this guy named Mike. He lied and said he went to fucking law school. Well, he didn't lie. He told the dude. Did he lie to Harvey? I can't remember if he lied to Harvey or not. But anyway, Harvey hired the guys to be a lawyer. And but he never went to law school, so they got this whole little thing going on. He's hiding behind, you know, people not finding out his secret. And once the partners at the law office found out about it, you know, they all with it. Well, three of the partners know. Well, all the partners know about it, but not everybody knows. So, you know, so now they just hide his secret. And he's still, like, I don't understand how he gets to, you know, he goes to trial and everything, and nobody knows nothing about this guy. You know, so it's crazy.
And they built, like, this is like the third season?
Might be fourth. I mean, shit.
And they built four seasons off this shit.
It's either third or fourth, yeah, something like that.
God damn. And yeah. It's two white dudes and a black chick.
Yes. What's her name? Lawrence Fishburne, old girl. What's her name? She fine. Damn. I can't think of her name, but she a fine little man.
You know, names is not my category, so.
Exactly. But Lawrence Fishburne, wife, girlfriend, whatever, fiance, something.
That's good. I'm going to have to watch it. You know, what happens is a lot of these shows that we watch come on like Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we record this shit Thursday. So some shit just not going to make it. It's just not going to make it every time.
Yeah.
Did you watch Fresh Off the Boat this week?
Ah, didn't watch it. My son was on punishment, so that's why I didn't watch it. That's usually he makes sure I watches it. So I didn't get to see it this week. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Because I'm going to do the next little post, my TV schedule. So I'm glad you mentioned Fresh Off the Boat.
I thought that was a dope-ass post. That was Short T made that one, right?
Yeah, it was short tee. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So short, everybody gonna do one. I'm gonna be the next one up. You know.
There's no reason for me to do one. Like, we just talked about all the shows I watched, and then the rest is ESPN and wrestling.
Hey, sorry, start watching the Have and the Have Not, so that show can get canceled, please.
I used to watch, now, wasn't the Have and Have Not, it was For Better or Worse.
Okay.
But you know, that show's not going to get canceled. He's got like 100 episode agreements. God. So it's just not going anywhere. Like, when he came out with Meet the Browns and something else, he had like 100 episodes of each. So,
Jesus,
that's like 6 or 7 seasons. He's good. Damn. We need to make one. Nappy Afro needs to make a show, and we need to get one of Terrence. Those not Terrence. Tyler Perry deals. We need to get 100 episodes. This brings me to something that's not on the outline before we wrap this up. I was watching and listening to the old Frocast.
Mm-hmm.
147 episodes, 149 episodes. We've changed quite a bit from the way we used to do this shit. Like, the first 2 episodes was just music. And those, by the way, you know, if I ever get a chance to toot my horn, this is it. Those 2 mixes was dope.
Yes, Sorry I invented the Frocast, man.
Those music mixes was dope as fuck.
The father of the Frocast, all right, man.
And then we used to do episodes that had themes. They had titles.
Yeah.
We don't title them anymore.
Mm-mm.
We used to have a lot of music. Y'all niggas argued about the music, so we cut the music out. Now y'all want the music back. We started doing Hit a Hell No, like, what was it, 3 or 4 songs each?
Yeah.
Y'all niggas turned sour on that shit. It's interesting. If you go back and just listen to a few of the episodes, it's kind of dope how we did this shit. And I listened to another podcast. Say,
man. It's been a long journey, man.
It's podcasts out there that's getting props that are terrible. Yes. I listened to a podcast part of it. I couldn't make it all the way through. If I say too much, they're going to know which episode it is, and I don't want to sound like a hater. But the nigga did a podcast by himself talking about an entire series of a TV show. By himself. And he was laughing at the episodes by himself. So he was like, yeah, and then on this one episode, hey, this happened. And then, oh my God, then there was one. This is what he did for over an hour.
Damn.
And people love this shit. Mm. I'm just saying. So y'all listen to the Frocast. 149 episodes of dopeness. Y'all got to go back and hear shit like The Sweet Spot. That's all I got to say. Sweet Spot was epic. I still laugh at that shit when I listened to it last night. It was fucking amazing. Germ is underrated.
Y'all listen it's here to for the people. It's all right, man. It's here for the people, man.
You got your winners and losers for this week, man?
I keep 100, man. I got to do that first, man.
Oh, shit. I keep forgetting about the Keep 100 because you ain't got a theme song no more.
Yeah, I ain't got no theme song. But yeah, my Keep 100 this week, can't tough talk with braces, man. And, you know, if you got braces in your mouth, you cannot be a tough guy because someone cares about you somewhere. And I was on Vine the other day and I saw this guy, he had all these tats on his face and doing all this niggery, oh, nigga shit. But you had braces. And I was just like, hold on. Like, I don't get it. Like, you know, I'm sorry. You can't be a tough guy with braces in your mouth. And I know there's some tough guys with braces out there. Trust me. So please don't approach me after this and show me how tough you are because you have braces. But don't give me the tough talk. I don't want to hear it. So that was my keeping 100. That just bothered me because I was just like, nigga, you ain't no goon with braces. Like, he thought he was a goon.
So,
he got braces.
So we have to add this to this. This list is growing. So
yes.
You can't tough talk with braces. You can't tough talk with a lisp.
Or a British accent.
There it is. Or a British accent. Any of those. And you can't tough talk without facial hair.
Can't tough talk with a widow's peak.
Yeah. Widow's peak or facial hair. We can't hear.
No facial hair. The lack of facial hair.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not going to happen. That's the
unless
list so
like
far.
Like Floyd Mayweather or something like that. You can tough talk, man. But, you got to be a professional boxer to tough talk with no facial hair.
I don't know. Looking at Floyd, you would think he was tough.
He one of the little short ass little niggas. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
he's like 5'7", 130 pounds.
Yeah, 145.
Yeah, so if I saw him, I wouldn't think that he's Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So he still fits the mold. Now, he can tough talk because he can obviously whoop your ass. But by our sliding book here, by the book of Nappy Afro, he fits right in the you can't talk tough.
Don't flip-flops. Can't tough talk with thong flip-flops on either.
Does Peabody have facial hair?
Yes, Peabody has facial hair.
All right, so he can fit.
But Peabody whoop your ass, though. So
oh, no, that's why I was just trying to see if he fit.
Peabody's the lethal weapon, dog. That's that's why I rolled my nigga Teezy, bro. Like, nobody fucking with my... When you with Teezy, you safe, nigga, because you got a lethal weapon on your side, and he waiting for a nigga to say something. Like Teezy, he not a bully, but he waiting for somebody to try him so he can do all his fucking moves and fuck them up. So that's why.
I already know. That's why I have no beef with him no more.
Yeah.
I know he'll whip my ass. So I don't, you know, my yellow showing.
Yeah.
I got no beef with nobody. I got no beef with nobody.
So I'm right, vegetarian, man.
Completely.
Yes.
Completely. You want to give our winners and losers?
Yeah, man. I'm going to start out my loser this week. My loser this week is Steve Francis.
What did Steve do? This is 2015.
I was perusing the internet the other day, and I saw a picture of what looked like a dead body with a chain on or something. But then I looked close, and I was like, damn. I read the article, and it said Steve Francis gets his chain snatched in the club or something.
Oh,
and then they had a video of it. And the video, like, Steve is on the ground. Somebody snatching his chain, and the look on his face, it's just like he already dead, and they snatch the chain, and he's on the ground, and niggas just start stomping him.
Oh.
And I was just like, yo, where's your crew at, Steve? Like, how you go out somewhere, you getting stomped, and ain't nobody around? Like, I know Steve got at least $1,000 left, $2,000 maybe. You know what I'm saying? But well, I just don't get it. Like, oh, man, so he's my loser this week. My winner this week is, shit, Job 423. You fucking bitch. Goddamn. You my winner. You my winner. I'm not even going into it, but yeah, you my winner. Next.
You fucking bitch. shit. I guess my winner this week, or my winners this week. And I can't give too many details because there's not too many out there. But two motherfuckers pulled a heist.
Mm.
And this was in North Carolina as well, Jeremy. You probably know.
Okay.
They stole $3 million worth of gold and got away with it.
No, look, they got away with it for now. But when you try to sell this shit, your ass is done.
And actually, I'm looking at the report now. It's been updated. They stole $4 million in gold. Tied up. So this is some old GTA shit. They tied the niggas up, threw them in the back of the truck, and made off with $4 million worth of gold.
Bricks. So you can't just take a brick to the pawn shop. You can't just take a brick of gold to the pawn shop and be like, yo, I wanna sell this. Like, I'm sure them shits got some serial numbers. You gotta sell them on the black market. But if you stole $4 million worth of gold, I'm pretty sure you got a Lester that's trying to help you get that shit off somewhere.
I don't know, unless you got some shit you're gonna melt that down at home and be selling a bunch of gold chains. I don't know what the fuck you're gonna do with it.
Like I'm saying, because a gold brick, you take a brick to the pawn shop to whoever buy gold, unless you got a seedy nigga like Better Call Saul to sell. Hey, I buy all gold. I don't ask any questions, okay? I mean, you know, like.
I don't know what you're going to do. You have to trade that shit black market style.
Dang.
Just selling bricks for somebody, you know? And I don't know what the fuck. This is like having a $100 bill. If you've ever tried to travel anywhere with a $100 bill cash, it is the most cumbersome shit. Nobody wants your $100, bruh.
Nope, I don't have no change. I just got my wrist. I don't have no change.
Nobody. Hey, shit, and I know. I sell shirts at events. Niggas come to me with $100 bills. I'm like, please. You better go somewhere else.
You buy three shirts, I give you some change. You
exactly. Don't come up in here with no $100 for a $20 shirt. Fuck out of here with that, man.
Nah, you got to buy three shirts to get some change. You want three? Nah, just one. Oh, I ain't got no change.
Nah, I ain't got no change, bro. I used to have people do that when I sold beer for the Falcons. I'm a fucking beer man, bro. Beer's expensive, but it's not worth $100. What the fuck am I do with $100? You know I got a pocket full of ones.
Exactly.
For a $7 to $8 beer? Nah, bro. You gotta go somewhere else with that shit.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the fuck they're gonna do. My losers this week is, what's her name? Ja?
423.
423, man. Nah, that's my loser. How the fuck she gonna be a winner? She's a loser. She won, but she's a winning loser. There's no way.
Nah, I mean, the losers are the people that gave her the money.
They're absolutely the losers, but you got to be a loser to ask. Sometimes you're a loser for asking shit. She's a winner for asking.
Look, but she a winner she a winner for asking and getting in 2 days. Like, that bitch had a harebrained fucking idea, and then she was just, I know she's like, oh my fucking God.
I'm gonna make a GoFundMe. I got another T-shirt company I want to start. I'm gonna make a GoFundMe, and it's some positive shit. I bet you I won't have $100 by the end of a week.
Nigga, my son football team set up a GoFundMe. Them bitches got $20.
What the fuck?
$20.
Is it still open?
It probably is, but nah, don't donate to that shit. Nah, we ain't with that organization no more. Fuck them.
This is bad, man.
I'm gonna set up one for my football team. Say, hey, help us get, you know, we just want to have like gear, nigga, like equipment, little shit, you know, other shit that we can have, extra shit, like, you know, that we can help us get a sled or some shit like that.
Yeah, something, because shit, maybe you need to get her to help you get raise the money.
Something I need to get, hey, I think I'm going to catfish me a fucking Instagram whole picture, a nice little cute girl, and say, hey, tell a little story, get motherfuckers, give me money, nigga, and then like, yes, fuck that. That's what we're going to do.
Who else is losers? The Cleveland Police Department. Y'all some fucking losers for blaming Tamir Rice's death on himself.
Hey, man, he shouldn't have been born black, man. That's his fault. He was born black.
It was his fault. And you know what I'm saying? You didn't, you know, you didn't comply and become white when you came out.
His name was Taylor. If his name was Taylor and he would have been at another park on the other side of town doing the same thing, shooting squirrels or something, killing birds or something, nobody would say the thing.
Completely fine. But you decided to be black. It's your fault, nigga.
Yeah, it's your fault. Sorry.
The Ferguson PD. Y'all some losers. Department of Justice says that, hey, you guys are racist in practice. Yet and still, we still, and the Department of Justice are losers because they still decided that Wilson won't be charged. Mm. So you found racism, but you decided not to choose to prosecute the racist. I don't know how that works.
It doesn't work, so all right.
I don't fucking understand. Like, yes, we agree that everything that you've done is racist, but you get to go free.
Yeah. We're not going to press charges against him. That's not...
How the fuck does that work? Anyway, man, give my shout out so we get the fuck out of here. We've been talking to these people for like an hour and a half, yo.
Hey, man. Have we?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Shout out, man, to the nation. Be easy, everybody on staff, man. Shout out to Blue, Dub, my nigga PTZ. Shit.
Architect coming back doing that review.
Architect. Yeah, he reared his head again. It ain't fantasy season. He came around. So, you know, shout out to everybody, man. Everybody fuck with us on Twitter. You know, the Miss T. Lee's, you know, everybody, man.
Tracy May, Koku Poo.
Tracy Mays, the Koku. Everybody fuck with us, man. You know, shout out, man.
Dr. Claw.
Doc. The Doc.
And even y'all motherfuckers that don't fuck with us, that we constantly support and trumpet and talk about y'all every week. Keep posting funny shit so we can keep stealing your replies and acting like it's ours.
Exactly.
You don't want to fuck with us, that's fine. We'll just take all the credit for your jokes.
Yeah.
And also make sure y'all buy shirts and shit.
Yeah, we still sell them shirts. We might, you know, spring coming up, we're going to come up with some new shit. So we throw some new shit in there because, you know, hey, fuck it.
It's about time to rotate the merchandise.
Yeah. Come up with some new stuff, you know.
And that would be store.nappyafro.com. Go and buy a shirt. $20. It's real simple. Yeah. We get about $1 a shirt. So if you can help us out by buying one of those shirts, and we can do some new shit with y'all on the site.
All right. What money?
Hey, man. Somebody got mad at Architects Review and said, when did we start giving out so many 4.5s? And when we sold out is the answer.
Yes. No, actually, hey, why don't y'all motherfuckers just like, hey, maybe people are starting to make good music again. Like, maybe we stop reviewing all the bullshit. Like, we can review an album that's going to get a one. You know, it's going to, you know, like when Rich Homie Quan drop an album, that's going to be a one. When, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sorry, we just been reviewing good music lately. Like, if you look at the past reviews, it's been like Big Sean. It's been guys that's been making pretty good albums. Drake, J. Cole, little shit like that. I mean, we ain't been reviewing, like, but don't wait. I mean, don't worry. You know, Future drop an album.
Somebody put out some jazz, bullshit. Nigga. Yeah, somebody put some
Race Murmured or whatever. They ain't get folk, nigga.
Race Murder.
Yeah, whatever. However you say. Ear drummer backwards. Drummers go backwards.
And I just, you know... People are commenting, like, you. There's a whole review there, track by track, and your response was to the score, not to the fucking review.
Yes.
Read the motherfucking review. I'm just saying. Maybe you understand why I got the rating. But don't worry about
it. Let me ask you a question real quick before we dip out.
Yeah.
If I told you I'd give you $100,000 if you jump out of a plane, what would you say?
Wear my parachute.
Okay. No parachute.
Oh, no parachute?
No parachute. You get $100,000, jump out of a plane.
Fuck nah.
What if I told you the plane was on the ground?
I might jump twice, nigga. You might try to give me another $100 to not jump.
Yes, man.
That's a good wrinkle. I like that. I like that. DappyAfro.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Black Planet, Black People Meet, eHarmony, Stitcher,
Christian Mingle,
all that shit. We're everywhere.
Snapchat.
We actually are.
And all news to Snapchat. We love the news on
Snapchat. Give them the right Snapchat, though.
It's Napfro Gang. You can send all news to Napfro Gang. You'll see it say nappyafro.com. That's it. That's us. So, yes, Napfro Gang. You know what I'm saying?
We'd appreciate
it. Might just be Napfro. No, it's Napfro Gang. It's Napfro Gang. I'm sorry. But just look for nappyafro.com. You'll see it say nappyafro.com. That's us. So send all news. Tits, you know. Keep it clean, ladies. We don't see no truffle butter or nothing.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Yes.
Disgusting.
In the lexicon now.
You can call us at 347-201-2572. That's 347-201-2572. Let us know what's up. Let us know what you want to hear us talk about. Let us know who mama's a bitch and who you putting truffle butter on, man. This is Nappy Afro. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. You Better Call Saul. Sitting in with King Germ. We repping for the whole crew. And we'll holler at y'all next time on NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Shit.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka the Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.